In today's feature report, WFHB Assistant News Director Sarah Vaughn.
Residents are giving the city plenty of feedback as it begins to form a citywide transportation plan. In a public charrette held at City Hall Monday night, residents were asked to identify what they did and didn't like about getting around in the city and what needs to change. Residents worked in groups, and the resulting responses were wide-ranging. But the list of dislikes and needed improvements was long. Here's a selection of those group responses. The speakers you'll hear didn't give their names, so they'll remain anonymous.
So our main focuses we had was starting with the good is that we were happy that there is existing bike infrastructure, even though it may not be sufficient. We're happy that the city does have some bike infrastructure that does allow the ability to go from parts of town to the other via bike. And we also, one of the things that was kind of said in passing, but was also kind of important is that this has been known as quite a retirement-friendly community. And so that we do seem to be thinking about not just attracting young people and students who kind of are transient, but also we're looking at people who may not be, as we were saying about that intersection there by College Mall, who may not be fleet of foot to get across intersections. So it's nice that the town does think that way. It was easier switching over to dislikes. We did see that there was an overemphasis of downtown at the detriment to other sections of town. The word that was used was the idea of villages, to where kind of it's not a monocentric town, as they were saying, that it should be kind of polycentric, where neighborhoods actually have interconnectivity with each other. And so that was one of our dislikes. And then also, I think one of the biggest things was talking about getting from one side of town to the other, specifically the struggle of Route 3 and the fact that it can take hours to get from one side of town to the other, depending on traffic conditions and such. So getting a corridor that goes east to west that gets the east side of town shopping all the way to the west side of town shopping, especially for people who work in those areas, that was a dislike. And also a lack of options for people with disabilities. I think the town sometimes is not friendly enough to disabilities.
This speaker went on to say his group also felt the city needed to better control traffic speeds.
There's some areas of town where it's very difficult for mixed traffic to interact between bicyclists. I'm a bus driver, so I interact very heavily with pedestrians, bicyclists, cars, and buses. We're all different sizes, we're all different speeds, and so it's bringing down the cars to match more what is humanly capable on a bike is important.
Another group emphasized bicycle and pedestrian safety.
Lack of good lighting on some pedestrian routes. There's many places that you could walk downtown from, but once it gets dark, you don't feel safe doing it. And poorly maintained bike paths was another dislike. And speeds on Walnut and College in particular were disliked. Missing, this is my main thing, what brought me to the meeting, is we're missing bicycle underpasses. We do have many good bike lanes are being developed in town. Most of them run into problems when they hit busy streets. Example, Beeline Trail, you hit Second. It's a miracle nobody's died there yet. We really need safe ways for these busy bike paths to get through busy streets, and the way to solve that is a simple bicycle underpass.
A third group presented their list of likes and dislikes.
We like the double map app for tracking buses, historic buildings, the Beeline, narrow streets, parking meters. Really like a lot of the public art that's been going up. We dislike the multi-lane one-ways, sharrows, speeding cars, lack of street cleaning of the bike lanes and repairs of the bike lanes, the snow removal prioritizing cars, and the lack of ADA accessibility accountability. It's easy to get away with not doing ADA stuff. What's missing? I'll just pick a couple because we have a lot. More frequent buses, Sunday service, and late night service on the weekends. An east-west bike corridor, pet-only streets like Kirkwood, and accessibility for low-income people. A lot of the areas it's hardest to walk in are places where people have to walk, especially as you go south of town. So we'd love to see more thought there.
The speaker for this next group echoed the previous one's concern about public transportation, saying it deserves more attention.
Sunday Transit was kind of the big one for Bloomington Transit. And there's also kind of a call for shuttle buses at IU specifically for things like games, so that large numbers of people don't have to just drive their cars everywhere and clog up the roads, and more bus routes to the location of the new hospital.
The city says the new transportation plan is meant to align the transportation system with the vision outlined in the newly adopted comprehensive plan. The city is working with consultants from Tool Design Group to formulate a plan that is bicycle and pedestrian friendly. The consultants say they will examine land uses and existing street conditions along with the residents' suggestions. Ken Ray is an urban designer with the Tool Group. Ray provided attendees with what he referred to as a litmus test to apply to any proposed changes.
Whatever we change, whatever we do, who does it reward? And are we rewarding the short trip or the long trip? Are we rewarding people that are just driving through Bloomington? Or do we want people to go through your town on your terms? You know, if you're going to go through the downtown, you know, do you have a destination? Are you just using it as a shortcut? Or could you have gone on 45 and just looped around? You know, that kind of thing.
Addressing pedestrian concerns, Ray says his group will work to identify walkable environments that are comfortable, engaging, and accessible.
And so comfortable probably isn't the sidewalk next to a five-lane highway with no buffer. I mean, it's wide enough that you could definitely do it, but is that really comfortable? Is it engaging, you know, along there where there's no buildings or, you know, there's not a lot of activity? That's not a real engaging walk. And making sure it's accessible, you know, you make sure you have ramps and things like that so the people with mobility issues can still get around.
Ray says his team sees Kirkwood Avenue downtown as an example of a vibrant streetscape.
And if you notice the characteristics of that street, you know, it's got a wide sidewalk, you've got street trees, you've got on-street parking, you know, you've got all the ingredients that kind of make that a nice walkable environment. And as we look at the code and look at the comp plan and try to develop some of these other nodes where other development could occur, maybe trying to think of some of those attributes that we want to extend or share.
In his presentation, Ray promoted the benefits of a grid network, primarily that it provides multiple pathways for travel should one or more streets become closed off.
You've got what we would consider a grid network, but some of your streets don't connect. They like just end, or there's a jog and stuff like that, where hopefully we can look and see, are there ways that we can either connect some of those old connections? Are there ways that we can, again, make some of the routes more identified because they maybe go somewhere and they go all the way through?
However, Ray says Bloomington's one-way streets are potentially troublesome.
You know, College and Walnut. You know, those are great streets, but if there's a crash or something, and the, you know, cops or fire department has to go an extra block to square around, if you're looking for a sacred parking space and you miss it and you got to loop all the way around, somebody's already got it by the time you get there. You know, it's those kind of things that the resiliency of a two-way network would help a lot.
The city is providing multiple ways for residents to give feedback on the new transportation plan. One is through an online interactive city map, which Ray describes.
There's a wiki map that's going to be online. This is what it looks like. You'll go on and you can be you put in your email, so it's got your information, or you can be anonymous. It's got a little anonymous thing. And then it's got a little survey that you do at the beginning, and then you can go in, and this is like it's like an open map where you go in and you add comments, and it's on the website, like she said, and on the Facebook page.
A second public meeting is being held tonight at City Hall from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Stakeholder groups will also be meeting with the consultants, Bloomington Economic Development Corporation, Indiana University, Bloomington Transit, and Monroe County Transportation Planners are among those invited to attend. The consultants say they expect to have a draft plan available for review in April. The city will hold another 3-day charrette with the consultants in May. For WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.